This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The United Soybean Board, through the Soy Checkoff, continues to invest in innovative ways to add value to U.S. soybeans. One area that shows strong potential is incorporating Hyo Lake soybeans into livestock feeds, something we've highlighted in the past. But now we're hearing directly from a dairy producer who's seen the benefits firsthand and is helping demonstrate how this value-added use works on the farm. We'll talk with Mary Stewart, the United Soybean Board Director, right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
During Washington Watch, I visited with Mary Stewart, a Maryland farmer, dairy producer, and United Soybean Board director. She's encouraged by the growing collaboration between the soy and dairy sectors and says this partnership is an exciting opportunity to create value for both industries. Stewart believes it's a win-win for farmers across the board.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome to hear as a dairy farmer, the dairy cows turned into the superhero of the day in Hyo Lake. So I think it's like 35% of the Hyo Lake soybeans now are going into dairy food rations. And it's if it's working for everybody, then that's a beautiful thing. So as I put on my soybean hat and I put on the dairy hat, like it's really good to hear that the soybeans, the Hyo Lake beans are going into the diets and it's allowing for a higher quality milk fat in the feed ration, and hopefully the dairy farmers are actually experiencing a little bit of savings on the feed side, which is their most expensive part of the business, is feeding their animals. So if there's a little bit of savings there with a higher quality milk and we get paid more for milk, that's a win-win for the dairy industry. So that's kind of awesome to have that play out in the industry for soybeans and for dairy.
Stewart emphasizes that this dairy feed collaboration is just one of the many efforts the United Soybean Board is driving to boost demand for U.S. soybeans, both home and abroad. She acknowledges that during financial times which are tighter, some farmers question the value of the checkoff when every dollar counts. But Stewart believes the return on investment from checkoff-funded work delivers greater long-term value to producers than simply pocketing that dollar.
This is the kind of stuff I think about when I'm like feeding cows or doing very mundane things on the farm. I think about, I'm grateful because on our own business, we are sharpening our pencils at the last couple of years. It's been a different marketplace than what we experienced, 8 years ago. And there might be some farmers that are like, you know what, I'd really like to have that money back instead of like sending it to checkoff, because checkoff is always farmer paid, farmer sponsored. But I am so grateful that our money is being spent the way that it is spent. Checkoff is, it's working so hard for us, and it's been really helpful to see all the behind the scenes being on the board. We knew the marketplace was gonna be a little bit challenging, and I'm grateful that there's an organization looking forward. Instead of being reactive, we're getting ahead of it, and we're moving the pile. And no matter what the marketplace is gonna be like, as farmers, we're always gonna go to work every single day. Our checkoff dollars are going to work for us every other day, and we're investing in ourselves. So farming is the heartbeat of our country. So we've just got to stay steady and stay consistent and continue to invest in ourselves.
Stewart encourages producers and consumers alike to learn more about how the Soy Checkoff is working to grow demand and drive value. Visit UnitedSoybeanBoard.org to explore the latest checkoff-funded projects and farmer-driven initiatives. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.